stretch starts.
Man, it's fun to watch. Just talking to Brian about it. He's been through quite a bit, and to see him bounce back and go through what he's gone through and spend time in the minor leagues and make his way back, and then to pitch the way he's pitching right now, it's good to see. But he's pounding the zone. I mean, we've talked enough about it. He can't give away the free pass, all the walks. He's eliminating that. He's attacking the zone. It was a good mix today. Sinker was good. Slider got some swing and miss. Used the four seam with the lefties when needed. But a really, really nice outing.
As you look at the line, it's one walk and it's 6 2/3. Those numbers are very related to each other without.
No doubt. Yeah.
The numbers kind of tell the story with Dakota lately. Walks are down, strikes are up. What's the biggest change that he's made in the past three starts that's led to this?
Gosh, I mean, I don't want to attribute all of it to mentality, but a decent amount of it. There's some mechanical changes that he's made, and he's spoken to that before, but the mindset is a big part of having success up here, and sometimes it's letting things go and not caring so much. And that's a big part of his game. It's like he puts a lot of pressure on himself. We're seeing the opposite right now, which is good.
Ellie, you know how hot Nolan Arenado burns. He didn't have a hit last night. Tonight he comes back, goes 4 for 5. He makes a barehanded play. How much do you marvel at his ability to will himself to greatness?
No, that's what he does. He wills himself to do exactly that. One of the best players in the game. That play he made, the barehand play, was a really good one. Eddie had a nice play at short as well. But yeah, he swung the bat extremely well today.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to ask about the defense. Lars had a sliding catch as well, diving catch there in center field. You mentioned Tommy and Nolan. Do you see that being improved as well? Is that somewhat the rhythms the starters are setting? Is that Dakota obviously has balls in play, so it makes it possible. But are you seeing that kind of improve here?
Yeah, it's just not tonight. I think we've seen that improvement over the last several weeks. Guys are playing where they need to be playing, and they're making plays. And our defense has been a lot better. Tonight was another example of that.
It might be a chicken and egg question, like which comes first there, the starters kind of setting a tone and keeping a pace, or the plays being made?
Yeah, I think when you got good defenders, you play good defense. But there is something to being out there and there being a pace to the game where you stay engaged, and you I think that does play as well. So I don't know which one comes first, but they're both important.
What was your favorite part about the barehand play that Nolan made there? The out, obviously, was the favorite. I get it.
No, I mean, just his pace. Like, he just never rushes. He knows how much time he has. He's one of the best at it, but we enjoy having him on this side, that's for sure.
The job the offense did to get to a quick lead, and there's kind of production through.
Yeah, even the outs in that first inning were hard. T.O. just missed his. Kiz got into it, just missed a homer there as well. I thought our approach off of their starter was very good. We had a lot of guys on base. Didn't cash all of them in, but enough to get the W.
Well, it's the eighth time that Arenado's had 25 home runs. When he was going through the struggles in April, you were one of the guys who said, you know, just relax. This guy always does it. I mean, does that just show his consistency that he's always going to put up numbers?
Yeah, it just speaks to how hard he works and the mentality that he has. And he's got a good support group here as well. And even though he was going through the struggles, you know, a player of his caliber is going to come out of it and figure out a way to still get to, at the end of the year, the numbers are going to be exactly where they need to be. But he's made a nice run, and it's good to see him get out of that and do what he's doing now.
John King in his first 4 outings for your team, 4 scoreless innings. What have you liked about one of your newest pieces on the team?
As advertised, he pounds the zone. He's on the ground against righties and lefties. He's just going to live on the ground, and he's done exactly that. So you can bring him in that situation knowing that even if they pinch hit, there's a chance with Diaz there. He's on the ground against both righties and lefties that you can get the ground ball to a play, and he did exactly that. Yeah.
How excited are you to see a follow-up from Libby tomorrow after what he did last Thursday?
Very. It's important to be able to repeat, and we're not always expecting 8 innings, but just to be able to repeat and show what he did last time is going to be important. So I look forward to that outing for sure.